In this bulletin, Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton quells talk of leadership challenge. Prime Minister Narendra Modi tours flood-hit areas in southern India after the death of more than 300 people. And in sport, sprint king Usain Bolt arrives in Sydney ahead of his training with the Central Coast Mariners. With the latest news, I am Joy Joshi. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has shot down reports that he's considering taking a tilt at the coalition leadership. Speculation is rife that Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull is in trouble amid internal divisions over energy policy, and following a radio interview where Mr. Dutton said further disagreements could lead to his resignation from cabinet. But Mr. Dutton tweeted this morning that Mr. Turnbull has his support. He says he backs the policies of the government, but Labour MP Mark Butler says questions of loyalty remain.
Well, I noticed Peter Dutton coming out with a very half-hearted, faint-hearted support of the Prime Minister this morning. Interestingly, what he did not do was to take one step away from the inflammatory, provocative interview he did with Ray Hadley on Thursday. He referred to some comments he made on Tuesday, but it was Thursday that Peter Dutton really started to set the foundation for a leadership challenge against his own Prime Minister.
National's leader Michael McCormack will declare his party owes nothing to big business in a speech aimed at rallying the troops in the lead up to the next election. Mr. McCormack will address the party's federal council in Canberra today for the first time since becoming leader in February. The Deputy Prime Minister is set to draw the battle lines for the next federal election, with lower power prices and tax relief for small businesses' top priorities. He says the Nationals owe nothing to big unions, big business, or what he's called the latte-sipping inner-city green set. It comes as the government struggles to legislate corporate tax cuts for all-sized businesses, prompting calls by some within the coalition to dump the policy. The Deputy Nationals leader, Bridget McKenzie, says her party has no intention of declaring its position on updated plans for the National Energy Guarantee until after Monday's cabinet meeting. The Prime Minister is under intense pressure not to legislate Australia's 26% cut to emissions by 2030, pledged under the Paris Agreement. Senator McKenzie says it is too early to comment.
Yeah, look, I'm looking forward to seeing the changes that the Prime Minister has mooted to the legislation, and we'll be discussing those as a group in the party room on Monday, and I'm more than happy to give you my opinion on that post that discussion.
Former union movement leader Laurie Carmichael has died. The Australian Manufacturing Workers Union of Mr. Carmichael was an official, says he was a formidable union leader who dedicated his life to improving the lives of workers and their families. Mr. Carmichael campaigned for the 38-hour week and worked to improve the entitlements for workers, such as compulsory superannuation and universal health care. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi is visiting the southwestern state of Kerala after the worst floods in a century hit the region. Rescue operations have been stepped up ahead of more rain and strong winds forecast by authorities. At least 324 people have been killed and more than 200,000 are homeless after weeks of rain-triggered landslides and floods. Italians have begun burying some of the dead from the Genoa Highway Bridge collapse. Several angry families have rebuffed the offer of a state funeral. Some cited the need to bid farewell in private, while others blamed the loss of at least 38 lives on those responsible for the bridge's safety. Saturday has been declared a national day of mourning in Italy. Emergency warnings have been issued for two fire burnings in the New South Wales. Fires at Mount Kingiman and Saltash near Newcastle have been upgraded to an emergency. Residents in Mount Kingiman, Tanala Bay, Malabula and Lemon Tree Passage are being urged to leave the affected area. Former sprint king Usain Bolt has touched down in Sydney ahead of his much-anticipated open-ended trial with A-League club Central Coast Mariners. Draped in a club scarf following the 14-hour flight from Los Angeles, Bolt briefly greeted a small bunch of Mariners fans at Sydney International Airport before being whisked away. He says the trial is for real and he's excited to hit the training paddock on Tuesday.
Gave me a good opportunity. I'm really happy about that. You know, I mean, I'm just going to come in and do my best. As always, I always put my best foot forward, and I'm just going to show the world what I'm made of.
And now, a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, sunny, 24. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 14. Melbourne, showers, windy, 11. Hobart, showers, windy, 9. Canberra, light morning frost, cloudy, 11. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 16. Sydney, wind easing, partly cloudy, 17. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 17. Brisbane, becoming windy, sunny, 22. Cairns, sunny, 29. Darwin, much the same, just a bit more temperature, 34 degrees. I am Joy Joshi. This is SBS News.